Hello, I'm Lucia Bugitti. I'm here in New Eltham to interview Mrs. Elia Mariuto Cox.
Actually,
No, go on.
It's Sidcup, aren't we, really? Yes, we're not really New Eltham, are we?
No, it's Sidcup. New Eltham's the nearest.
New Eltham's the nearest station.
But this is Sidcup.
Sidcup.
In Sidcup we are.
Yes.
Yes. Mrs. Cox, would you like to introduce yourself and tell me when you were born, where, and things about your mother, father, grandparents?
My name, I don't have to say my name again.
Yeah,
my name is Lilia Maria Mariuto Cox. I was born in London, in the West End. My parents...
When?
1928. My parents were Pietro Mariuto and Rina Mariuto.
They were from Ornese, were they?
My father was from Ornese, my mother was from Fana. And they met during the First World War.
Where?
In Fana.
They called there. And how did they come to London? When did they come to London?
My father came to London when he was 13 years old. And he lived with his older sister in Tottenham Street, which is in the West End of London. And then, when he was old enough, he went to work in the Teatro Mosaic business. Most of the Friulani seemed to work in that line that came to London. And then, when he was old enough to go in the army, when the war broke out, the First World War broke out, my father volunteered to join the English army and fight against Germany. And the authorities said to him, it would be far better if you went back to Italy and joined the Italian army, which my father did. And while he was over there and he was on leave, that's when he met my mother. And they courted for 3 years. And then when she was 21, he brought her to England and they got married.
Do you remember the year? When was that?
1921, because my mother was 21. And my elder sister, Elsie, was born in 1922. Laura was born in 1924, Gina was born in 1925, and I was born in 1928. So there were four girls, and my father always worked in Verazzo for Dicebeckers and Company.
But there was a big firm called Mariuto.
Mariuto, yes. They were cousins of my father's. They started up their own company, two brothers and a brother-in-law who was called Price. So they called it Mariuto, not Mariuto, they called it Marriott and Price. I suppose at the time the feeling against the Italians wasn't all that marvellous. So they thought they'd have it, the name in English. And but my father always worked for Dicebeckers and Company till he died at the age of 65.
Your father and your mother, did they speak Italian, Friulano at home? And did you speak Friulano when you were born?
Yes, when she came to England, my mother couldn't speak English, so we all spoke Furlan indoors, and then. Slowly, she tried to learn English. She mainly learnt the English from us children. We went to school, and so we came home and spoke in English. And that way, my mother learnt. My father learnt English, obviously, if earlier when he was 13, he learnt English quickly. And but we always spoke Friulan at home, and. My mother even learnt to cook in English, although she mostly cooked in Friulan.
What did you eat when you were a little girl?
Well, we used to have things like... they used to eat a lot of veal in those days. Vitello in al sugo. And then they had chicken. And they used to have boiled beef. And she used to make minestra. She used to do pasta fagioli. The risotto.
But not polenta, because you didn't.
She did make polenta.
Did you find farina?
Ah, yes, you could get them in Italian shops because they had the Italian stores. And but the polenta they had only on certain days. We did. We had it with fish, baccalà, or the eels. What are eels? Anguilla.
Anguilla.
And that was usually on times like Easter, Christmas. Christmas Eve, we always had fish. Good Friday, we always had, and always had Italian style.
Baccalà.
We didn't like it very much. But, and then she learned to do English food, so she would do roasts on sometimes on a Sunday, or things like sausages and mash, and shepherd's pie, and Lancashire hot pot. Because, you know, neighbours. She always made soups, yes, soups, and quite often, mostly Italian, but occasionally she put in English, do a cook
in
English.
Where did you live in London?
Whitfield Street. I was born in Whitfield Street. It's off Tottenham Court Road.
Oh.
It runs parallel with Tottenham Court Road. And my sisters were born, one was born in Tottenham Street.
Tottenham Street.
She was born in Tottenham Street, which is off Tottenham Court Road. And another sister was born in King's Cross. I think, and I was born in Whitfield Street. And we lived there until the war broke out. And then...
what happened when the war broke out?
Well, when the war broke out with Germany, there was no problem. But when Italy declared war on England... The following morning, my father, police came, plainclothes detectives came to the house, and they arrested my father because he was Italian, and they took him away. This was a 7th.
Were you there when they?
Oh yes, I was in bed.
Do you remember what happened exactly?
Well, I remember these men coming to the house, and they said, "Peter Mariuto, you know, we've got to take you because your war is." Broken out with Italy, and those days people didn't argue. You don't argue with the authorities. So my mother packed just a small case with a change of clothing, because they said, well, he probably won't be away long. We don't know. And I watched it all happening, and I remember they searched the house. And I remember as a child, I had this box, which was an old transmitter box, strangely enough. Maybe they thought he was sending signals or something. But I kept my tennis balls in that box, you see. And being a child, I watched them. I didn't say anything. I watched them searching. And when they found this box, you know, you really would have thought they'd found gold. And I thought, well, why are they so interested in my box? And they opened the box, and of course it was tennis balls. And afterwards, I said to my mother, what were they looking for? And she said, well, maybe they thought he was transmitting secretly, because in those days you had spies, didn't you? But I think the reason why they arrested my father so early was because at the time, he was working at Battersea Power Station. And that...
Doing what?
Battersea Power Station. That would affect all London, all the power in London. And maybe they thought he could have done something, I don't know. Because my uncle, who lived next door, was a fascist. He didn't get arrested until weeks later. You see, so... anyway, my father was taken that day... And a few days later, they said to my mother and us that he was in Liverpool, and if we would like to go and visit him. So my mother couldn't take all of us children, so my elder sister went. She was about 17 at the time. And they took more clothing for my father. And they went to Liverpool. But they didn't get there in time because he'd already been put on a ship.
Which ship?
Well, he was put on the Arundora Star. And the ship was supposed to go to Canada. It had Italian immigrants, Italian prisoners of war, German prisoners of war, and I think probably German immigrants as well, I'm not sure. And also English soldiers to protect them, to stop them from escaping, I suppose, from a ship. Which sounds rather funny, doesn't it? Mm. Apparently there was all barbed wire all around the ship. And so they went off, and the ship, as you know, got torpedoed. Not far from England, actually. I think it was off the coast of Ireland. Yes, got torpedoed. And my father, fortunately, was walking on deck at the time. They were all allowed to go up on deck to get fresh air and have a little bit of a walk. And when the ship got torpedoed, naturally he was frightened. And an English soldier said to him, "Come on, Pop, you've got to jump." And my father said no, because he didn't swim. But the English soldier took his hand, and together they jumped over the ship into the water. And he was in the water for 9 hours, clinging to the side of a lifeboat. And then he was brought back to England. And a few days later, they put him on another ship to Australia. I don't know the name of that ship. He didn't tell me that. But he was in Australia for the remainder of the war, 5 years.
What did he do in Australia?
Well, naturally, as a prisoner, they were a prison camp. But after one, I think it was a year, they realised that these Italian men were just ordinary family men. They weren't terrorists or soldiers or anything like that. So they said they could come back to England if they wanted to. And quite a few of them did. But my father, because of the experience of being torpedoed, he didn't want to risk. So he said, "No, I'll stay in Australia." And after a while, they were allowed to work on the bush for local farmers and things, you know, like that. And he stayed there till the end of the war, and then he came home. Came home. Of course, he came home. We were all grown up, weren't we? We weren't children anymore.
Do you remember the moment you...
I remember him coming home. Yes, I remember him coming.
It
was... Well, you know, we just couldn't believe it that he actually was home, because after all those years, although we were able to write to him, we did write to him, and he sent photograph of himself taken in Australia. But because my father, mixed feelings really, I have to be honest, because he was a very, very strict man. All the family know that. He was a very, very, very strict man. But... when he came home, I think the experience of being imprisoned... Sorry.
Mm.